we knew that in the case of the CD151 antibody, when we introduced that into the system, that it created a really, really compact colony that was really easily visible by eye. And that compactness directly related to its ability to block the entire sequence of metastasis. So even though we're looking at sort of this very specific phenotype in cells in a chick embryo, it translated directly to activity in a mouse model. So it completely blocked metastasis in a number of different models. So we had a pretty good idea that if we did a screen, we'd discover targets that worked. We were actually quite surprised how well it worked. But our enthusiasm actually didn't increase that much until about last year. So it took a long time to do the screen. It took, years, on the scale of years. It took us a long time to go back and revalidate those phenotypes. And then finally, so once we'd validated them again in the chick embryo, the next step was to take them into more representative mouse models of metastasis, where we'd take a mouse model, we'd put a tumor on say, the back or the flank, and then we'd ask the question, how many of these tumor cells had escaped the tumor and gone to the lungs? And we identified 11 individual genes. We decided to validate 5 of those genes, sort of one by one. And for each validation, we used sort of 2 different constructs. So basically 2 different ways to target that gene, just to be sure that there weren't sort of spurious results that were nonspecific. So we did a sort of a very rigorous way of validating.